your Bible this morning to Psalm 23. I was thinking about this psalm this week, and yesterday we had the funeral of Tommy, and I went to their house and talked with the family, and I said, "What scripture would you like read or preached at your mother's funeral?" And she said, "Well, Psalm 23 was her favorite passage of scripture." So God just worked it out. I preached Psalm 23, and I'm going to preach it again this morning. Not the same message, but one just about on the same scripture. It's just a scripture that I love. I read many times. I say it many times. We can quote it. Should be able to quote it by memory. And as I drive down the road and things are hectic, I always quote the 23rd Psalm because I know the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything that I need in life, and He's going to watch over me. And so if you're at Psalm 23, let's read the Psalm. Would you stand? Let's just say it together, okay? Would you stand? This is a beautiful passage of Scripture. And I think we ought to just read it together, okay? Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Heavenly Father, we thank You today for this passage of Scripture that You have given us. You brought us comfort. You bring us security. Lord, I pray that today that the Holy Spirit will speak to our heart. In Jesus' name, amen. All of us in our lives have wondered or had this thought, a brilliant thought maybe, an idea. And we see so many times we take our ideas and do nothing with them. I was always amazed at people that come up with an idea and stayed with that idea and how it changed our lives. Now, we've all had, we said this morning, things have changed in our lives. Well, a lot of things have changed. I never dreamed that I would see a telephone that could talk to you. But I've got this lady hidden out somewhere in this telephone, and she's always answering my questions. And her name is Siri. And I can name her different things. She sounds just like. And my wife put this, I think she's got a man that talks to her. She said she didn't want a woman telling her what to do, but since I'd been telling her what to do all these years, she'd let it go. And, you know, we have these ideas, and man, that is a great idea. But you know what? It's changed America, hasn't it? It has changed the way we live. I came from Africa a few years ago, and I was out visiting with the natives there, and in their villages, they don't have electricity. And I thought about how electricity, that idea, has somebody sat down and developed that, and, you know, it's changed our lives. Last week, in that storm, our electricity went off, and, you know, I thought to myself, how did we ever live without it? We were in the dark for 3 hours, and we were suffering for Jesus, you know? First thing I did, I called my brother, and I said, "Hey, I don't have electricity out here. Get it on." In 3 hours, he called back and said, "It's on, isn't it?" And I said, "Yeah," and I said, "Thank you." You know, but without electricity, he works for an electric company, by the way. Without electricity, We're in a mess today. If it went out right now, it would be so dark that probably it's light outside, we'd have trouble seeing. But at nighttime, you can't walk through this place without electricity and lights turned on. But you know, this passage of Scripture has changed our lives. Or at least it's changed mine. And I hope it changes yours. As we read that Scripture together, I just thought, oh Lord, how blessed we are to know you as our Lord and Savior. He's changed my life. Now, there's four ideas here I want you to look at in this passage of Scripture he gave to us. And it's affected our lives over and over and over again in our life. He says, the Lord. You know, that brings up the idea of God. The Lord, idea that there's something greater than ourselves. There's something out there. I feel His presence when we say the Lord. There's something outside or unseen that we believe and trust in. Beyond ourselves, the Lord. You see? The idea of God has changed my life. Now, we grope with the questions about life many times. I heard some, back years ago, I heard some kids was asking, Preacher, where did I come from? Where am I going? What happens to those who die? You see, we think about those questions. Why am I created? Why am I here? Bible says we're created in the Father's image, the Lord's image. Made out of dirt. We're here to glorify our God. You see? That's why we're here. And no other man, no other individual, no other thing on earth has the mind like we have. You know, about a month ago, we lost our dog. He'd been with us for 16 years. You know, it's hard to lose your pet. It really is. I didn't realize that I loved that little dog so much. And I believe they love us back with their friendship, but they can't think. You see, death to him, it was over. And he wasn't worried about death. Not at all. We're the only ones that worry. You see, I told Rhonda, I said, you know, he had a good life. You know, he had food, he had water, and he slept all the time. Wouldn't that be great? He didn't have to worry about getting up on Monday morning and going holding down a job for 8 hours. He didn't have to worry about bills. He didn't have to worry about being in the warm. He didn't have to worry about anything. Where his food would come from? No. All he had to do is eat, sleep, and lay around. And, you know, I thought, you know, it's not such a bad life. Some Americans do that nowadays, too. Eat, sleep, and lay around. But, you know, as we look at man, we're the only ones that think well enough to have electricity. Dogs don't worry about that. Cats don't worry about that. Animals don't worry about that. God has given us something more than the animals. Have you ever thought about that? I heard Brother Perry say that in the study of Revelation one day this week. The idea of something beyond what we are. God. The Lord. The second idea comes from a little verb. It says, the Lord is. Meaning God exists. You know, the Bible doesn't try to explain God. It just says the Lord is, folks. He is alive. He is real. He is conscious. He is a person, God, is not just a figment of our imagination. The Bible says God is. He exists. He is real today. We will stand before God one day. We will give an account one day. The Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God. Think about that. God is. He is real. And then it goes on and says, God is my. Oh, shepherd. This is a personal pronoun indicating that, you know, possession. I have claimed him as my God. He is mine. He's personal to me, indicating that I have claimed him. He's also related to me. I am his child, see? He is my father now. He's my God now. Think about what the psalmist says. Most people try to say, yes, we believe in a God. But no, the psalmist here says, this is my shepherd. God is my personal God. He has a relationship with me. It makes a world of difference. You know, to say, I believe in a God, but when I say, he is my God, he is something to me. He's my life. He's my shepherd. He guards me, protects me in every way. God is my. And then the psalmist says, shepherd. The God relates to the idea that I am his and he is mine. You see, Jesus said, I know my sheep and my sheep hear my voice. David said here, the Lord is for, loves me. He cares for me. Everything I need in life, God has for me. He is God. Jesus called himself the Son of Man. He said, I lay down my life for my sheep because I am the great shepherd, you see. God is my shepherd. And David said, you know what? God claims me as his child. I belong to God, and God belongs to me. You know, there's a calming effect about that this morning in our life, to realize that we can claim God as our Father. You see, Jesus is the one who gave his life for me, and I find security in knowing that no matter what I am or what's going on in my life, that God is my shepherd. He never leaves me. No, he never forsakes me. The Bible says he came in the flesh to be with us. He came in the flesh to die for us. Shouldn't we love him just that much? He's the one who died on the cross that we might have life. You see, the Bible says we're in a world of hurt. When we're born into this world, we have sin in our lives. And if we do not know Jesus Christ as the Lord and Shepherd, then we'll die without Christ and we'll be lost for all eternity in that place called hell. But if we trust Christ as the Lord and Savior, then he says, you know what? You'll have peace and joy, and you have a room prepared that I prepared for you. He came in the flesh as a babe. We just celebrated Christmas time. And you know, I don't see how we can celebrate Christmas and leave Christ out. If you celebrate Christmas, you haven't really celebrated unless you know Jesus Christ. You know the Savior dying on the cross. And security today is found in those four ideas. The Lord is. The Lord is my, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Isn't that a wonderful thought? I don't know what year, I think it was 2002, we went off to Africa and we went out and into the Kenya, and we were telling people about God. We were telling people everywhere we went about Jesus Christ, and there was over 100 of us, and I got to be with Brother Mike McDowell, my son's dead-in-law, and you know, he went with me, and we were walking along, and we were telling people about Jesus Christ, just sharing Jesus Christ, and we meet somebody come down the road, they would stop, and we'd sit down there in the grass, and we just talking about Jesus Christ, sharing with him Jesus Christ. I've told you this before, but one day we separated. He went with the pastor, and I went with the translator, and he was translating for me, and we came after seeing what was hours of walking, and believe it or not, I could walk then. It was hot. It was on the equator, and this was steamy hot. We were sweating down, and they started laughing at me. And, you know, I was just walking with them and talking about Jesus Christ. And I said, I've gone far enough. I've had it. I'm burning up. And you know what? We came to this little village. After about 2 hours, we came to this little village. And there's this little native girl, a lady sitting on a can. And she was 94 years old. And this is the verse of scripture I shared with her. I never will forget that. I wanted to tell her about Jesus Christ. And through the translator, I started talking to her about Jesus Christ. And when I got through the whole witnessing thing about Jesus Christ, I asked her, I said, would you like to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And she said, yes. And then I started to pray with her and had prayer with her. And started to leave, and she said something in Swahili. And he said, she wants you to read some more from your Bible. And I turned to this passage of Scripture. And I said, tell her I want to read about the Lord being our shepherd. She knew what a shepherd was because over there they herd goats. And she had grown up herding goats and sheep and different things like that. She knew what it was to be a shepherd. When I said, the Lord is my shepherd, she repeated that. I started to read on, and he said, wait just a minute. She wants to repeat what you said. And I said, the Lord is my shepherd. And she said the same thing in Swahili. The Lord is my shepherd. And I said, I shall not want. And she said, I shall not want. And that went on through the whole passage of Scripture. And she began to cry. Big old tears come down that face, and it was cracked and dry. And big old tears come in my eyes because I knew this lady had changed from death unto life. 94 years. You know what she said? All my life, I knew there was somebody out there. I just didn't know his name. And you told me his name. You know what? I had complained and complained and complained about walking those miles. But after that, I could have run back. I was so excited about Jesus Christ. And as I left that place, I never will forget turning around. It felt just like God says, turn around. I looked back and she was there waving, standing up waving. And, oh, I just felt that, you know, God said, this is why you came. Man, I felt about that high because I didn't really want to go. But, oh, the joy knowing that one day I'm going to be in heaven, and I'm going to see her there because she trusted Christ as her Lord and Savior. She knew Jesus Christ. Folks, you know, she didn't know his name, but she did when I left there. She knew that he was her shepherd guiding her. I'm sure she's dead and gone now, or she'd be probably the oldest person in the world. But, you know, how our human hearts hurt for his presence in our life. She just wanted to know his name. Do you know him this morning personally? Is he your shepherd? Can you say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want? For anything in life, I shall not want. God has it for me. Food, water, man, the basic needs for our life, they're always there. The good shepherd, he takes care of his sheep. And it says here, he leads us beside the still waters, the refreshing times of life. You know, if he loved me enough to die for me on the cross, I know that he will take care of the necessities of my life. I have no thought or no worry about that. He's my security. I see a lot of little kids, they, excuse me, I just can't talk long. I bet y'all are glad of that. But I see little kids with their security blankets, you know, and they take those security blankets everywhere they go with them. You know what, if you got Christ, you take him everywhere you go with him. Wherever you go, Jesus Christ is there. He's our security. I shall not want for nothing. I shall not want for restoration because he restores my soul. When I'm down and when I'm out, when I'm tired, when I'm dreary, God is there. You know, this life puts us through what we call through the mill. You've ever had one of those days when everything seems to go wrong? Excuse me. Last week I had a migraine. I don't even remember the service. It was so bad. This week I've got bronchitis. That's part of growing old, they say, and it's not so golden anymore. But you know, when I'm tired, when I'm down, when I'm out, and people talk about you and they hurt your feelings, I know that God's going to restore me. He restores my soul. He brings us back to him when we're away from him. He guides us, takes care of us. That is the gospel message, folks. Excuse me. The Bible says if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Is he your God this morning? If not, I'm going to give an invitation. An invitation like this. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can't say he's my shepherd. Would you come? Would you just come and say, preacher, I want to trust him. I want him to be my shepherd. I want to have a personal relationship with him. That's all it takes. Live for him. Turn from the old life you're living now and start living for Jesus Christ. That's all it takes. Simple faith. He died on the cross for you. Commit your life to him. Commit your life to him. Tell people about Christ. He's the only hope that we have in this old world. This old world just beats you down. This old world, the devil tries to steal your joy. Christ is the answer that we need. If you're here this morning and you've never trusted him as Lord and Savior, then would you do that? Maybe you're here this morning and you've trusted him, but the old devil has got you away from him. Things in your life hadn't been right. Commit your life to him. What a way to end the year and start a new year, by committing our life faithfully to Christ. And then if you're here and you're looking for a church home, this is where God's led you. I ask you, would you come? Trust him. Man, I tell you what, he wants to bless you. He wants to bless you. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your blessings. God, I thank you that you're my shepherd. You guide me. Lord, I pray that this morning if someone's here that doesn't know you, that they might come this morning and have eternal life. For it's in Christ's precious name we ask these things. Amen.